white No-Face was sent flying by his kick, but he flipped in the air and landed steadily. He yelled, "Are you mad?" He was outraged. After so long, it was the first time Shelian had witnessed such an intense emotional reaction from this creature, and that made him extremely pleased. He grabbed the black sword that was on the ground and charged forward. "I'm not mad, I've just returned. That kick earlier was unanticipated, but now the attacks following wouldn't be as easy." White No-Face dodged as he cried frostily, "Have you forgotten? How your parents left you, how your people treated you, how your worshippers betrayed you. Just for this man, this puny, insignificant passerby. Now you've forgotten everything?" "I haven't forgotten, but..." Shelian swung the sword and shouted angrily and vigorously, "It's none of your shitty business." White No-Face seized the tip of the sword, gripping it exceedingly firmly. Blood dripped, his knuckles cracking. He was losing it a little and muttered incredulously, "Useless trash, useless trash. You're truly useless trash. Having come this far to this point, you can actually regret? You can actually turn back?" Shelian was also pressing down on the sword, replying with gritted teeth, "You disgust me, so I refuse to ever become something as disgusting as you." White No-Face seemed to have calmed down a little and recovered the tone of voice that sounded as if everything was within his control. "Never mind. This is only your last bit of struggle in the face of death. Have you forgotten what I've told you?" Shelian panted a breath and White No-Face enunciated each word. "The souls of the dead of the battlefield were summoned back by you. Now it is too late. They will not be stopped." Amidst the heavy rain, the black sword in Shelian's hand emitted a sharp, ringing cry, stabbing his ears and head with pain. "What will you do?" White No-Face asked. "Is it worth it? To take on the curse of 10,000 lifetimes for those people?" Ever since that kick earlier, Shelian's blood was boiling through his veins and rushing to his head. All the sword swinging and the words he spat came straight from the heart, without a thought of what should be done, or anything that came afterward. Now that he'd heard White No-Face's question, he didn't know how to answer either. "You won't see what I plan to do. Before that, I'll get rid of you." White No-Face humped coldly. How arrogant. Then, Shelian felt his body go light, and his entire person was sent flying. He instantly steadied his mind to find his center, but before he found his balance, that white figure flashed above and struck down forcefully. It was as if Shelian had become a ball of iron, being heavily slung out, and after a loud crash, he crashed deeply into the ground. If it was said Shelian had a three-part hope in his mind, that perhaps if he burst out he could have won. After this strike, he was no more than awake. He couldn't win. Too strong. To him, this creature was overwhelmingly strong. Shelian had never thought any enemy to be overwhelming. It was only those few times he faced Junwu when such a rare thought would flash through his mind. However, while Junwu was genuinely strong, it was a power that was measuredly restricted, deliberate, and careful. The complete opposite of White No-Face. In his strength, there was a malicious, encroaching viciousness and a murderous intent filled with resentment. So it only took one strike before Shelian understood. He would never be able to win against White No-Face. Perhaps there was only Junwu who could be a match for this creature. But the him now would never be able to have his voice reach Junwu. A violent stomp and White No-Face's snow-white boot stepped down on Shelian's chest. He said chillingly, "From the start, it was your arrogance and your naive dreams that caused everything. Xielin could feel his organs twist and retract from the stomp, the pain excruciating. But he still held back that mouthful of blood. No, it wasn't me. Huh? Whitener face said unpleasantly. Xielin reached out and clutched firmly onto that boot, his eyes clearer than ever before, shining and bright. It was you who brought the human face disease. It's you who caused everything. Whitener face humphed. Perhaps, if you must think that way. Then he smiled. But you must understand that if it wasn't for your arrogance in defying the heavens, I would never have appeared in this world. I was born by the will of heaven. The flames in Shilin's eyes weren't put out by that heavy rain. On the contrary, they were blazing stronger and stronger. Stop thinking so highly of yourself. I don't need you to teach me anything. I can learn on my own. If you represent heaven's will, then something like heaven's will should be destroyed. Muffled thunder rolled in the horizon. Whirlwinds blew. Whitenoface's voice had dropped deeper. He said softly, I took the utmost care in teaching you, but you remain obtuse and stubborn. Crown Prince, I've lost my patience. Xielin coughed a few times, and Whitenoface continued. However, it makes no difference. Either way, you have long since roused them, and now only the last step needs to be taken. Allow me to help you with this last step. Xielin was alarmed. What are you planning? Whitener face bent down and seized Xielin's hand and stuffed that black sword in his palm, forcing him to grip it and raise it to the sky. A flashing thunderbolt struck down from the heavens, injecting into the heart of that black sword's blade and reflected back. And dense, gloomy clouds started stirring, and a sea of black clouds enveloped the entire sky of Yong'an. Countless faces, arms, legs, and other limbs were rolling within it, as if hell was moved to the heavens. At the same time, the sun had set. Xielin lay on the ground, the rolling black clouds and a sky filled with the flashing of lightning and the crying of thunder reflected in his eyes. Whitener face tossed him, and that black sword also dropped to the ground with a clang. It was as if millions of horses were shrieking and howling from the clouds. The parade of the apocalypse, and all over the streets and alleyways, many were startled and came out to see what was going on, and they all looked confused. What's going on? What's with all the noise? What the hell? What's that in the sky? Is that a human face? It's chaos. It's the ominous sign of the end of the world. Xielin was covered in mud and grime, and he stumbled as he crawled back from the ground. He yelled, Go home. Go home. Go back to your houses. Don't come out. Go home. Run. The human face disease was about to be unleashed once again. Xielin was fervently waving his hands while Whitener face stood on the side and chuckled softly. Xielin whipped his head around and glared at him in rage. Whitener face tucked his hands in his sleeves and said calmly and easily, Why so angry? Either way, you can no longer turn back, so why not just enjoy the sweetness of revenge? This is all done by your hands. Appreciate it wholeheartedly. You really think I can't do anything about this? Xielin asked. If you have a way, then please go ahead, Whitener face said. Xielin sucked in a huge breath, then picked up that black sword from the ground and walked to where the crowd was on the street. Everyone recognized him as the crown prince of the previous dynasty who lay on the street for 2 days. An unghost-like ghost. An ungodly god, an inhuman human, and they all backed away in trepidation. Xielian shouted. All of you, stop where you are. For some reason, while he was covered in mud and grime from head to toe at the moment, there was a strange aura, and everyone actually stopped. Do you see those things in the sky? Xielian asked. The crowd nodded unconsciously. Xielian continued. Those things are the resentful spirits that will trigger the human face disease. Very soon, the human face disease will erupt once again. The black sea of clouds was indeed terrifying, and without needing much more convincing, the crowd believed him, and everyone was horrified. The human face disease? Why has it come again? Could it really be? Some were at a complete loss. Some were turning around to flee, but the majority of them stood where they were in fidgety uneasiness, waiting for him to say more. However, Xielian had no more to say, and only gripped the sword in his hand and raised it forward. The moment he raised this chilling weapon, the crowd jumped and instantly backed away a few meters in fear. But Xielian shouted again, "Take this." The people gaped in fright. "What?" Under the rain, Xielian was holding that sword up, and he said darkly, "As long as you use the sword to pierce me, you won't be affected by the human face disease." White No Face's smile seemed to have faltered for a moment. A brief moment later, he spoke up with a relatively calm voice. "Crown Prince, have you gone mad?" The people were also bewildered. "What? What are you saying? Is he crazy? Take the sword and stab him? For real? What is he planning?" The crowd babbled and muttered, and a sudden burst of laughter came from White No Face. "Have you lost your mind, or have you not had enough of the taste of being pierced by 100 swords? No, this time, I'm afraid it'll have to be the penetration of 1,000,000 swords. Open your eyes and look at the sky." He suddenly stopped laughing, and he said, pointing to the sky, "The resentful spirits have enveloped all of Yong'an, which means if you want to save the common people, you will have to have all of Yong'an stab you, and you will become nothing but a puddle of flesh within a day. How is a foolish method like this any different from you trying to defy the heavens and create rain back then? Do you think you can save everyone?" Xielian had his back turned to him. "If a day isn't enough, then let it take 1 month. If 1 month won't do, then 2 months, 3 months. If I can't save 10,000, then I'll save 1,000. If I can't save 1,000, then I'll save 100. 10, even if it's only 1. White No Face exclaimed in outrage. "Why?" Xielian raised that sword with both his hands and roared loudly. "There is no reason why. Because I want to. Even if I told you." He turned his head back slightly. "Useless trash like you wouldn't understand." The condescending disdain was too obvious and cut too deep, and White No Face raised his voice unconsciously. What did you call me?" Xielian stopped caring for him and turned calmly to the crowd. "Just 1 stab and everything will be all right. I won't die. You've all seen it for yourselves these past 2 days. However, everyone is only allowed 1 turn, no messing about, and you all must listen to me. If anyone tries to start anything, I'll blow up your heads. Trust me, 1 of my hands can crush 100 of your heads." White No Face was incredulous. "You, useless trash who brought ruin to your kingdom, dare call me useless trash?" No one dared take the sword in Xielian's hand, but no one dared to flee either. Having been ignored, White No Face was sinking deeper in dark anger. He said coolly, "Very well, then I will sit back and watch just how your obstinance will ruin you. However, no matter the end, you've brought it upon yourself. I hope you won't fall apart in the end and come crying to me in regret." having pushed and shoved back and forth. The black clouds in the sky were growing denser and pressing down heavier, like it was going to collapse, and the shrieking cries of countless human faces were like they were right by the ears. Finally, there was a father who was so scared he couldn't take it anymore, and dragged a child over and took the sword. I'll give it a try with my Xiaobao. Huh? The people on the side were all still hesitating, and when they saw, they exclaimed in surprise, "You're actually going to try." That father also really hesitated, but he forced himself and said boldly, But he really doesn't look like he'll die. I'm sorry, buddy. I'm really sorry. My Xiaobao." He raised his hand and covered the eyes of the small child in his arms, letting the child grip the black sword. Whitener face didn't interfere and only chuckled mockingly on the side. Xielian slightly clenched his fists, waiting for the pain to attack in the next second, telling himself in his head, "It's all right. I've already gotten hurt so many times. I'll get used to this soon enough." Yet unexpectedly, just as the black sword was about to penetrate his gut, it was soundly knocked down by someone. Xielian didn't receive the excruciating pain he anticipated, but instead there was a loud and clear, "You can't!" He whipped his head over to look. The one who knocked that black sword down was actually the little water merchant. The little merchant was mixed in the crowd and seemed to be unable to take it anymore. So he stepped out. "I say, this really isn't a pretty sight. Do you all not see that blot on his stomach? All bloody. Will he really not die? Even if he doesn't die, he'll still bleed, no?" That father scrunched up his face miserably. But. The water merchant's wife secretly elbowed him again in the crowd. But the little merchant turned to her and admonished with a hush, "Stop elbowing me. If you have issues, we'll talk later." Then he turned back around. "Besides, we don't know if we really won't contract the disease if we stab him. So let's not just blindly stab." The father pointed to the sky. "But soon." Just then, the small child in his arms started crying, and the little merchant immediately pointed. "Look, look, you making your son stab people is making him cry." Sure enough, the small child cried soundly and threw the black sword to the ground. He probably didn't know what his father was thinking either, but he was scared nonetheless. Thus, this killed any ideas the father had in mind, and he pushed back into the crowd, holding his son. There were some people who were ready to try, but when they saw the first person who stepped up was set back, the ones after didn't feel as brave. And so they yelled from the crowd, "Haven't you heard what he said? The human face disease is about to descend upon us. He's a god of misfortune. He's brought this to our heads." However, the little merchant countered, "But even if he's a god of misfortune, he wouldn't want to do this willingly." He kept talking and started to piss some people off. "You know he's willing, so what's the problem? Do you want everyone to die together? Just focus on selling your water, shortchanging people on the regular. What are you doing standing out now?" The wife of that little merchant kept elbowing him, but when she heard that, she instantly exploded, yelling with her face red, "Motherfucking bullshit. Who's shortchanging? Come the hell out and say this to my face." The other party instantly shrank back. That little merchant also flushed, but soon after, he hardened up. He said, "I say, whether he's willing is his business, but whether we act on it is our business. This is taking up a blade and stabbing someone. If in the past 2 days I had given him water or something, maybe I could have given this whole thing a try, but I didn't. Who did? In any case, I'd feel ashamed."